This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
The following program is sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Arizona, Phoenix. Brother Mike is here, back on the radio. Welcome to HardcoreChristianity.com. You are about to listen to the nastiest Christian radio broadcast in the country. You're going to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and we don't care who likes it. Today's Bible study, LGBT takeover, as it was in the days of Noah. Hey, can you call somebody and tell them the radio program's on? I'll make the announcements. That's a blast. And we'll take a hard target look at our current society. This, you're not going to believe, got another good one for you today. This is Brother Mike. I'm the professional counselor at the Arizona Deliverance Center downtown on 15th Avenue, just south of Osborne Road. It's a red brick building. On the website, you'll notice that we have all kinds of ministry services, women's seminars, children's deliverance services. I got a Sunday morning podcast at 9 o'clock, special Bible training. I hold a deliverance training class the fourth Saturday of every month. We have live services on Thursday and Friday night. Brother Rick is there on Thursday nights, 7 p.m. here locally. We got a Monday night Zoom service for the ladies. We got a Wednesday night Zoom service for everybody. Tuesday night is our special ladies-only healing and deliverance service at the Arizona Deliverance Center. Please hit the PayPal button when you go to the website and send us another donation. Thanks for keeping us on the air for 21 years. Send me an email, mike@hardcorechristianity.com, if you need a receipt for your donations for 2023. Guess what? Taxes are almost due. Please be sure and pay your taxes. You don't want the IRS coming after you. Man, that's a nightmare. Check out Noah. Check out Lot. Here we go. Matthew chapter 24. The Lord Jesus said, of that day and hour, no man knows when the second coming will happen. The Greek word is parousia. No, not even the angels of heaven know the second coming of Christ. But my Father only, Jesus said. But as it was in the days of Noah, so shall also it be when the coming of the Son of Man arrives. 2 Peter chapter 2. God spared not the old world that lived in sin, but he saved Noah, the eighth, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Genesis chapter 6. What was it like in the days of Noah? Do you know? Do you have any idea? Well, here's exactly what it was like. God described it perfectly. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually. It was nonstop. Jude chapter 1, the old world of Lot. We had the old world of Noah, the days of Noah. Here are the days of Lot. Jude chapter 1, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities round about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, Greek word heteros, different flesh, flesh that was totally different. They are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Heteros, Greek word, tends to indicate that they not only went after people of the same sex, but also bestiality. Heteros, different type of flesh. That seems to indicate there was bestiality going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. 2 Peter chapter 3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. What's going on now, Brother Mike? New Gallup poll came out. Did you happen to see this? A new Gallup poll came out, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, LGBT. That's the group. And this Gallup poll found that that group is accelerating in its growth greater than any time in the history of the United States. And it's occurring more often, as you might expect, Gen Z, as they reach adulthood, as they are coming of age, and they're coming to terms with their sexual identity and their gender identity. How is this all working? Well, there's two factors here that are causing a massive increase in LGBT. Number one, Americans are increasingly accepting gays, lesbians, and trans people. It's becoming normalized. That's exactly what Satan does. Over a long period of time, he normalizes sin. He makes it normal. Nobody thinks anything of it. For example, the Aztecs, the forerunners to the Mexicans, believed in cannibalism and human sacrifices. Nobody thought anything about it. It was no big deal. Why? Because over time, Satan normalizes sin. He normalizes sin. Well, now he's doing it with LGBT. According to this new Gallup survey, the percentage of U.S. adults who identify as LGBT or something other than heterosexual increased to an all-time high of 7.1%. That was double the percent when Gallup did their survey in 2012. It was double. They asked Americans to identify, personally identify, whether they're heterosexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual, or trans. And 7.1% of the adults considered themselves LGBT. 86.3% said that they were straight or heterosexual. Can you imagine that? What's causing the increase? That doesn't seem to make any sense. The population of the country is dropping with the exception of illegal immigration. So it's accelerating dramatically. Why is there a higher percentage of people doing this? Well, it's simple. Social media. LGBT is being promoted by mass media and on social media. And it's rising dramatically among Generation Z. This you're not going to believe. 21% of Gen Zs, those are the people born between 97 and 2003, 21% identified as LGBT. Can you imagine that? That's double the millennials. It's double. And as you go up the line with older generations, it becomes more stark. Unbelievable. Only 7% of Gen Zs made up the Gallup survey in 2017. Okay, this is 2024. Utterly amazing. Why is that? Satan is promoting it on social media. People are being desensitized to it and becoming more accepting of it. And the spirits that promote trans and homosexuality and bisexuality are entering these people's brains and convincing them that they're not heterosexuals. Since Gallup's started measuring LGBT in 2012, that's when it first started, LGBT has risen steadily along every group, even the older people. For example, millennials went from 5.8% in 2012 to 10.5% currently. That's a huge increase, and there's no way that could be possible scientifically or biologically. What people do not understand is LGBT is not a biological issue. It's psychiatric. It's psychological. There is no homosexual gene. They never found it. There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance causing it. But here's what's really interesting. Do you know which group is increasing faster than all the other groups? Do you know which it is? Bisexuality. Over 50% of LGBT Americans, 57% in the survey indicated they were bi. That translates to 4% of all U.S. adults, excluding illegal immigrants, over the last 3 years. 4%. Can you imagine that? Only 21% of LGBT Americans said they were gay, much less 14% said they were lesbians. 10% said they were trans. You know what that means? Bisexuality is the new form of human sexuality. It is now rising faster than any other group. And in a few years, it will surpass heterosexuals. You asked what it was like in the days of Noah. You asked what it was like in the days of Lot. Gallup has answered the question for you. In their survey, they also found out that women were more likely than men to be bisexual. Is that genetic? Is that biology? Of course not. It's social. They're being socialized. Satan is using socialization and demons in the brain to convince people they're LGBT, and he wants bisexuality to be the number one sexual gender, so to speak. That's his main goal. If you're having those kind of desires and you need deliverance from it, you can be healed. 602-636-5800. If you need prayer, call me today. If you need deliverance from these spirits causing LGBT and Q, please call me today.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program was sponsored by Michael W. Smith.